If this is your first time here, I recommend you start at episode 1 because the story is told in chronological order. It also would mean a lot to me if you would share this with friends or family or anyone you think would find this entertaining or even helpful. Spreading the word really does help me keep going. Last week, I explained to you how frustrated I was with trying to get Amazon product images created from the freelance graphic designer I hired from Fiverr. I also walked you through some of the financial next steps that I'm making to ensure that I go into this unemployment phase having zero debt. It is my way to set myself up financially for the rest of the year. This week, now that the Amazon product images are complete, it is now time for me to finish creating my Amazon product listing. I will share with you how I got this done through this weekend's audio diaries. Also, I got a random opportunity to test out the beach bags at the beach this weekend. Let's jump into it. This is a story of starting over in your 30s told in real time, and how I'm trying to navigate my way through a confusing juncture in life. I have suddenly realized the life I'm living is not the life I want. In each episode, I'll be sharing every step of my journey as it's unfolding in real time, the good, the bad, the ugly. From starting a side hustle to completely reconsidering and questioning every goal I ever made for myself in my 20s, I'll be taking you on this journey with me to figure out my life all over again. Before I recap the weekend side hustle activities, I just want to quickly share with you a little story. After last week's episode was released, I got a text from my mom that went a little something like this. "Hi, Amy. I read your podcast notes and I see that you're about to spend a large sum of money. Did you consult your CPA, your financial advisor, your mom? These are your board of directors. Please ensure that you get the feedback that you need to ensure that you are a good steward of your limited funds. I will listen tomorrow and ask more questions after that. I love you very much." I sent my mom a voice note back letting her know that, yes, all of these things that I'm about to do with my savings was all planned in advance, and the episode will explain it all. The following day, I got a voice note back from her. This is what she said.
"Hey, Amy. Well, yes, your podcast answered all my questions. You're going definitely in the right direction for sound stewardship and the things that you are going to use your funds. And yeah, awesome. Awesome steps. I know they're super big, but also being responsible and taking care of the things that are truly important from the things that you want to do in the future. So wonderful job. And so proud of you, sweetie."
The reason why I wanted to share this with you is to remind you that having a few trusted people in your corner while you're going through major life changes or working towards major goals in life is so important. I recommend creating a small group of trusted people in your life that you can turn to for advice or be able to bounce ideas off of in a way that benefits you. Sometimes when you're working through the day-to-day grind of starting over or starting a small business, or just making a big change in life, it's good to have those people to turn to that can help you see the bigger picture. They can guide you and they can even remind you of your why you're working towards whatever it is you're working on. It could be some family members, some best friends that really have your best interests at heart. It could even be a therapist or even a life coach or a business mentor. There are many different options, and having just a few people is enough. At the end of the day, everything you do is always your choice and your call, but it doesn't hurt to have the people that you love and trust around you as you go through the process. We are back on Saturday, April 5th, and today I have a lot of work to do to repackage about 7 more boxes of beach bags, which is still a lot. I'm halfway done. I have not been doing any repackaging for like a month, which is really bad. So yeah, I got to
really kick things into high gear, get a ton of beach bags repackaged today as much as I can. So that is the plan.
I started working on repackaging the beach bag Saturday afternoon, and after getting through half of a box, I allowed myself to get distracted with a lot of other things that honestly were pointless and unimportant. I don't know what it is, but the last few weeks have been really tough for me to find that internal motivation and drive that I naturally have and that I love taking advantage of. I didn't end up doing anything the rest of the day that could have been a much better use of my time, and I feel really guilty about that. When you set out to do something that will make you feel really productive and accomplished, and you end up half-assing your way through it, you don't really finish it the way you should have, or you just kind of put it to the side altogether, it can make you feel really down and even slightly ashamed. At least that is how I felt Saturday evening. I felt extremely guilty and ashamed that I wasted a lot of precious time on Saturday. After feeling those feelings, I decided that Saturday night I would take it easy, and I promised myself that I would wake up early on Sunday morning and make up for the lost time.
Now it's Sunday, so I'm in a coffee shop and I've got a lot of work to do to get the product listed on Amazon.
Because I was working from a coffee shop, I felt like I had to speak really softly and quietly. Sorry if this voice diary is a little quieter and maybe a little bit harder to hear.
And now that I have my product photos, my goal is to get this product listing finished, finalized, set up, you know, do whatever it is I have to do to get it listed. Last weekend, when I was starting to work on the listing again, I realized that my product listing got completely erased. Everything that I had saved several months ago when I did this a while back is no longer saved, so I have to go through and rebuild the product listing. And there's a lot of pieces to it, keywords, descriptions, trying to make it very keyword specific so that it matches keyword searches. And so I have to go back and re-add in all the stuff that I added before. It's not like you can just like quickly, you know, fill in the blanks. You want to be very methodical with how you create your listing. So that's what I'm going through now. There's several different pages. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pages in Amazon to fill out regarding all the information and details about your product. So let's start page one. So I just left the cafe. I'm driving back home. I created half of the listing. I created the part of the listing that requires the most work, which is putting the description together, making sure all of the right keywords are added, adding all the bullet points of the features of the beach bag, kind of the aspects of the beach bag that you see when you look for products on Amazon. I added the product photos that I got from the graphic designer from Fiverr, and now I just have to finish a couple more pages on the product listing that are more feature-related stuff. But while I was working, I got a text from a friend who invited me to go to the beach today, which I decided to say yes last minute, even though I know I have more work to do. But I have been kind of putting off my friends the last several weeks, and that makes me kind of sad. I mean, I think spending time with the people that you care about and want to spend time with is equally as important as being really productive and trying to get stuff done. Or at least I'm trying to find that balance in life. I work my full-time job, I work my side hustle, and that does not leave me with a lot of spare time to see friends. So whenever there is an opportunity to go see them, I've decided to just jump at it because it should be important. Life can't always be all about work, 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 you know? So I'm driving home. I'm gonna go quickly change. I'll spend maybe a couple hours at the beach, come back home, and then finish the product listing. So I'll still come back home and work, but why not go have a little fun for a few hours, you know? My turn.
Amy.
Aw, thanks. Okay, Dave, I want this one.
You want the what?
This one.
This one?
You have that card again? Did you have both of them?
Yeah.
This is just a little side note recommendation that if you have a group of friends that like to get competitive, I highly recommend playing the Monopoly card game. It's a lot easier and quicker than the actual board game, and it is so much fun. This is what my friends and I were playing on the beach.
Dave on the precipice of winning it.
I think so.
I think you are.
Your turn.
You know what? You've come such a long way. Like, look how much
cash
you've got.
So, action card. Double the rent. Play with a rent card. Players must pay you double the rent. So, make that a good one. So, I need 16 mil.
16 mil?
Yeah, that's it.
Is it?
16 mil.
From everyone?
Yeah, yeah. Double.
Surely it's one person.
No, it's not. It's all.
Oh, my God.
The person that wins, not the one with the worst
good
cash.
Good job, I've got all my cash.
How much is it?
16.
16.
Yeah. 16. That's what I have to say. No,
is the math correct on that? Okay, we are back. Beach bag repackaging. I did get almost a full box done on Saturday, but I didn't finish it. So we're going to keep working on that now and just keep repackaging some beach bags. Lucky me, I actually have the whole week off this week. So we're going to be doing a lot of repackaging this week. The goal is to get every single freaking box done by the end of the week. So yeah, I guess time to get to work. Also, I did want to say that when we went to the beach, my friends and I tested out my beach bag, and let's just say we had some beverages on the beach. I put a drink inside of the aluminum pouch, got some extra stuff like ice and waters, cups and stuff like that, and we used the beach bag on the beach, and it was so cool, actually. My friends were really impressed. They were like, oh my gosh, thank you for bringing this. This was so fun. So I'm excited that we got to test it out, and it was really fun. So yesterday, after going to the beach with some friends, hanging out there for several hours playing card games and laughing and having a good time, I got home and I was so tired. So I didn't end up finishing my Amazon listing, which I am a little bit disappointed in myself for, but that's okay. We're just going to finish it today. So today's Monday. Today I do not have any work at all, actually, which is amazing. I need to go and make sure that I cancel all my scheduled meetings because they are not going to happen today. I finished repackaging some more beach bags, which was good. And I also finished working on the product listing. There is just one final thing I do have to work on, which is just the product description and the bullet points. I have already put all the details in there, but I just want to read through it one more time. I'm just going to give myself a little break from this, and I want to come back to it and make sure that it sounds the way that I want it to sound and that it reads accurately with all the keywords and details that need to be added to the product description. So everything is ready to go, and I will just come back to this product description and finalize it. Once that's finalized, then my product listing will be done. So I will come back to this in just a little bit. Okay, finally finished putting all of the details of my product in the product listing on Amazon. I just am checking to make sure I didn't miss anything. I don't think I did. Yeah, I think everything looks good. So I am ready to submit. So I'm clicking submit on my Amazon product listing, and it says listing submitted. Thank you for submitting your listing. If approved, changes will be reflected within 24 hours. You can now copy this listing to add
a similar product to your catalog. So then the options are click done or copy to add another product. I do not have another product, so I will just click done. And now what? I guess, okay, it's loading. It's loading. And okay, now it says your selected listings are ready to list as FBA. Proceed to send inventory. Ready to list as FBA. List as FBA. And so then I have to click list as FBA or list as FBA and send to Amazon. Okay, I need to take a pause because I just want to, I don't know why I'm a little bit nervous for the next step. Okay, I'm going to take a pause. I don't know. I'm being very non-committal about this step because it feels like a really big step. And once I click send to Amazon Warehouse, then we will figure out what that means and what to do. Stay tuned. If you like what you hear, subscribe to this podcast. And to help spread the word, as we are brand new, rate and review us 5 stars to help get the podcast out there. Follow us on our Instagram page at @startingover_inrealtime for more fun content about the journey. Any and all support is always appreciated. I cannot wait to continue to share this journey with you.